From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The International Red Cross and other humanitarian groups say as many as 2,000 civilians were evacuated from the Syrian city of Aleppo Thursday, including many who had been wounded. Convoys of ambulances and green buses pulled away from the city, which civil war has turned into a ruin. Syrian rebels and government forces agreed to a three-day ceasefire to let the civilians leave. President Bashar al-Assad said Thursday history would be made with what he referred to as the liberation of Aleppo. But U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Powers, thinks differently.
Denying or obfuscating the facts, as you will do today, saying up is down, black is white, will not absolve you. To the Assad regime, Russia, and Iran, your forces and proxies are carrying out these crimes. Your barrel bombs and mortars and airstrikes have allowed the militia in Aleppo to encircle tens of thousands of civilians in your ever-tightening noose.
Samantha Power. South Korean opposition leader Moon Jae-in said Thursday he intends to run for president if Park Geun-hye's impeachment is upheld in court. He promised to modify some of Ms. Park's hardline policies on North Korea. Moon Jae-in spoke to journalists at the Seoul Foreign Correspondents Club, saying it would be his great honor to run as a candidate in the next presidential election. Russian President Vladimir Putin is in Japan for 2 days of talks with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Mr. Abe says he hopes to make progress on resolving the fate of four islands off Japan's northern coast, known as the Northern Territories in Japan, the Southern Kuriles in Russia. This is VOA News. Leaders of the European Union met in Brussels Thursday. They discussed sanctions against Russia because of its activities in Ukraine, Europe's migrant crisis, and Britain's decision to leave the EU. At the meeting, EU leaders agreed to a compromise with representatives from the Netherlands that will allow increased cooperation and trade with Ukraine. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte explained the limitations of the measure.
The association agreement is not a stepping stone towards EU membership, not now, not in the future. It contains no collective security guarantee. It will not lead to any form of compulsory defense cooperation. It will not allow Ukrainian nationals to work in the EU or in our countries.
The Netherlands had been the only country that had not ratified the so-called association agreement with Ukraine. Ukraine, meanwhile, says it will pardon and release 15 prisoners captured in separatist areas of eastern Ukraine. It's a way to encourage prisoner exchanges with pro-Russian rebels. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump held another in his series of thank you rallies Thursday. This one is in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, one of the states that unexpectedly went in his favor election night.
But to be a strong nation, we must also be a wealthy or a rich nation. Some people say, Mr. Trump. Now they say, Mr. President-elect. Can you believe it? Can you believe this? Just call me Donald, folks. Just call me Donald. But they say, Mr. President-elect, it doesn't sound good when you say rich nation. I say we have to be a rich nation if we're going to rebuild our military, if we're going to build the wall. We have to be a rich nation.
Donald Trump speaking to supporters in Hershey, Pennsylvania. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has reassured coalition partners that the United States will remain a key player in the fight against Islamic State militants under the incoming Trump administration. Carter spoke to his counterparts from 14 coalition nations meeting in London Thursday. Egypt's civil aviation ministry says traces of explosives have been found on the bodies of some of the victims of the Egypt Air crash last May. State prosecutors are expected to take over the investigation. No cause of the crash, including terrorism, has yet been ruled out. No group has claimed to have attacked the plane. The winner of Gambia's presidential election says efforts by incumbent Yahya Jammeh to throw out the results are illegal. Adama Barrow says Mr. Jammeh does not have the authority to cancel the elections. Barrow said he met with West African leaders who also met with Mr. Jammeh on Tuesday. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were up at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.